Dear pilgrim partners, in the ministry of our God and Savior, Jesus the Christ. So my friends, what comes to your mind when I say these five words? Worthless. Pointless. Meaningless. Useless. Vanity. Would you agree that all of these words employ temptations in our minds that rob us of the joy today to do the work that's laid out before us? How do these words do that? Well, if you're thinking worthless, maybe you're thinking about a class right now that you think, I am never going to use this subject in the future ever again. Maybe that's the first thing you thought of. We thought of worthless. When you're thinking of pointless, maybe it's for a test you have coming up. It's pointless if I study for this test. I'm going to fail anyway. Said about every time I had one of Prof. Schoenbeck's chemistry classes in high school. Sorry. Meaningless. That's how you feel sometimes, maybe when you go to work. Why am I doing this job over and over again? Maybe you get that fatigue setting in. Useless. Really, school every day? How much fun is that going to be? How useful can that be for my future? Or that word vanity, I'm guessing a lot of you thought of Ecclesiastes and Solomon. But do you think of that word when you think of the outlook of your own life and for your future? Is it futile? Around 56 AD, Paul was in Asia Minor, north of the Mediterranean Sea, on his third missionary trip. His first letter to the five-year-old congregation in Corinth, Greece, was meant to humble them, to get them to pay attention, and to encourage them for their future. And what? In their studies of God's Word, in all their tests and trials and tribulations, in their work in a heathen culture, in a Roman colony, and in their outlook on their everyday life as believers. And it really should sound familiar because we live in a very heathen culture in the U.S. In the last chapter of his letter, Paul writes in 1 Corinthians 15, verse 58, "Therefore, my dear brothers, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the Lord's work, because you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord." Let's pray for a moment. Dear Lord Jesus, open our ears and our hearts to hear the message of your holy word. In your name we pray. Amen. What would be a nice theme for this verse? Maybe simply the last phrase. Your labor is not in vain in the Lord. How can it be? Your school's theme for this year is Psalm 128. Can you finish it? God is good. I feel like you said that a few times. And if you learn in Prof. Geller's class, and if he ain't,
then you're lying.
When it comes to all our work, this is true also. God is good all the time. That is especially true when we use a third of our week, the 168 hours we all have, to do some form of work. Now, right now, you're going to school a third of the time of your week. Someday, you might be doing that for your work or career. And so this Bible verse is very important to each one of us as we seek to do all to glorify God's name. Verse 58, "Be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the Lord's work." You learn in catechism or confirmation class or here at Emmanuel that the Lord is going to bless us in whatever we do to honor him, whether it be as a child of our parents or as a student or as a worker. When we're doing those things to serve Jesus, he's going to bless us. He promises that. So we don't have to wonder. No, our labor is not in vain in the Lord. If we're tempted to think it's worthless to go to school, well, maybe you need to value your Christian education a little bit more. That time is limited. Maybe you're tempted to think it's pointless in studying for a test, but everything we do really ought to point us to Christ and how we are growing in our knowledge and using God's wisdom to apply that. Maybe we're thinking, this is all meaningless. Why do I have to be in school every day? Well, Jesus gives us meaning. Jesus gives us purpose every single day for every one of us. Maybe we think it's just useless because I continue to sin over and over every day. Well, how are you doing with training with God's word? Ephesians 6 says very clearly that you are to put on the whole armor of God. That's not useless. That's worth something. It's very valuable to fight the temptations to think about these five negative words in our lives. Maybe we think it's all vanity, like Solomon did. And really, that depends on you. Are you wasting your gifts? Do you even know what they are? Are you wasting the time that God has given you, even right in chapel, when you're not listening, obviously, and talking to your friends? That's a waste of your time. Because God has something to say to you today as you do all this work for him and the Lord. In my ministry, 1 Corinthians 15:58 is usually used with installation services. Installations of new members that you're blessing them and asking the Lord to bless them in their work. Some of you have been Sunday school teachers before, or VBS teachers, where you're installed in the work of the Lord, and this verse would come up. Maybe you think of those council or committee members who get installed, or maybe it's a new pastor, or teacher, or even a new professor that's been installed to serve. Maybe this verse is simply like Paul intended it, to encourage you, the believer, in your work for Jesus. Your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Verse 58, therefore, my dear brothers, be steadfast and immovable, always abounding in the Lord's work. This is such a great chapter because it focuses on our eternal life with Christ. If you think for just a moment about how he viewed his work for you, then you'll definitely be encouraged. Because the Lord does not look at his life as worthless, pointless, meaningless, useless, or in vain, because his life was for you and for me. To give us confidence in our work and confidence in our eternal life in heaven, and the debt of our sin paid, and the victory over the grave, Christ proves his work was not pointless or meaningless because it pointed to his love for you. And Jesus' victory on the cross, and Jesus conquering death for us in his resurrection. This whole chapter is the resurrection chapter in 1 Corinthians 15, and it proves to us again that your life is not meaningless. Jesus has given you meaning in all your work and whatever you do. His labor was and is not in vain for you. When we're tempted to think of our worthless activities, hey, you are worth more than Jesus' own life. He gives you a future and a hope. When you think about something being pointless, no, you belong to Jesus. That's the point. He has redeemed you. He's called you by his name. He's called you back from the devil and from your sins. When you think about the meaninglessness of your own life, say, no, my purpose is to honor and glorify Christ in all that I do, in all of my work. And that is what he has done for me. Even when I grow tired and weary and fatigued, Jesus was tired and weary and fatigued for me as well. When I think things are useless, and you think that, say no to that as well. God has given you all amazing gifts to use for his kingdom. You are not useless. You are God's special people that he's called out of darkness into his marvelous light for his purpose. When you think life is vain and vanity, no, your life is not in vain. The grave is futile, it's empty, and we can look forward to an eternal life and our inheritance in Christ. My friends, your work in the Lord is not in vain. Your studies are not in vain. And once again, you can see from this one verse that your God is good all the time. And all the time he is good because your labor is not in vain in the Lord. I'd like to close with saying that last verse. What are we to be? Steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, because we know our labor in the Lord is not in vain. Praise be our risen Savior. Amen. We're going to sing all six verses of that short hymn 193. Just call out verse 3. Look at the vein that the stone, the watch, and the seal was. Christ burst the grave itself to make our life full of meaning. Hymn 193, all six verses, please.